And now it's time for the regular feature we call In Your Ear. That's where we ask some of our guests to share their personal playlists with us. Sipho Hatsik's Mabuse's musical career bought him success and celebrity in South Africa, but having left school at 16, he always felt something was missing. He recently spoke to us about going back to finish high school at the age of 60, and now he shares some of the music that inspired him to do it.
Hi, I'm Sipho Hatsik Mabuse. I'm a musician from South Africa.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
I'm listening to the Beatles at the moment. Surprisingly, the song called Yesterday was one of the songs that inspired me. Stevie Wonder wrote a fantastic song at some stage. I was very young, and the song is known as They Won't Go When I Go.
No more lying friends, wanting tragic ends, though they do pretend they won't go when I go.
Wow. I've always been a Stevie fan, and a lot of people have never really heard some of Stevie's greatest songs. He just plays piano, very gospely, spiritual song, but lyrically, Stevie is probably one of the most inspiring writers of our time.
They won't go when I go, and I'll go as long to.
Peter Gabriel wrote a blockbuster called Biko. Seemed to understand the political dynamics of South Africa and how Steve Biko had an influence within a particular generation. And of course, his death was just catalyst in inspiring and motivating us to continue with the struggle. Of South African music, Miriam Makeba came with a song called Soweto Blues.
Virgin got a letter from the master. It said no more Xhosa, Sotho, no more Zulu.
Soweto Blues is a song that reminds me of a time when the children woke up to the master, said no more Xhosa, Zulu, or Afrikaans. Refusing to comply with the master, that's when the policemen came to the rescue. Bullets were flying, children were dying, and the mothers were crying. Those are the lyrics of a period in 1976. That's why I chose Soweto Blues. And that coincides with, of course, the fact that I've gone back to school.
I see that Genesis was set to my way.
That was South African musician Sipho Hotsticks Mabuse telling us what's playing in his ear. To hear our previous conversation with him, go to npr.org and look for the program tab and tell me more. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow from Miami.